Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Now, why is that so important? I'm going to skip ahead to Daniel a few chapters because it is King Darius who is bamboozled by his leaders, by his Senate, by his authority. And they say, King, put your signature on this because today we're going to declare that nobody gets to pray except to you. And we're going to outlaw prayer. We're going to say there's a pandemic worldwide and nobody gets to pray. Here's the third kingdom. You're looking at Bible prophecy from a bird's eye view. It's represented by the chest of silver, the two arms of power. That's the Medes and the Persians. Here's the next one. The third kingdom is Alexander the Great. It's represented by the loins of brass. Alexander the Great, the Grecian leader, powerful leader. He was noted for the speed. He is the original blitzkrieg. Hitler took some of his ideology and military plans from Alexander the Great because he was known with great speed, the blitzkrieg, to sweep the known world. And here's the thing. You and I read the Bible in the Old Testament Aramaic, Hebrew, and the New Testament Greek. And where did that come in? Right here in the Grecian Empire. So he changed the known world into Grecian language and Grecian culture. But at the age of 33, Alexander the Great had no more kingdoms, no more land to conquer. And he died in Babylon. And according to the word of God, and we'll see this in Daniel in a few weeks, this is historical fact and a biblical fact, prophesied by Daniel before it ever came to pass, that this man, Alexander the Great, represented by a leopard, the speed of a leopard, would divide his kingdom up among his four generals. You'll see the four-headed leopard in the book of Daniel prophesied before Alexander the Great ever come on the scene. Daniel will tell that story. So Alexander the Great, let me just tell you real quick, when he went into Jerusalem and conquered Jerusalem, he was met by the high priest of Israel. That high priest described him and his techniques of Alexander the Great from the book of Daniel, started talking to him about the book of Daniel. And then Alexander said, I'm not going to destroy the temple. Instead, he went into worship and actually spread the Greek language and the New Testament in Greek along the entirety of the world to be read. I'm going to tell you, God had that planned all along. Here's the next kingdom. The fourth kingdom is the Roman Empire, represented by the legs of iron. The iron rule of Rome. Now, pay close attention to what I'm about to show you right here because the parallels of this republic democracy in Rome as it was established that way and then it morphed into a democracy, and you'll see that, is a very important factor for end time events and the book of Daniel chapter number 2 and beyond. It's represented by the legs and actually the legs and the feet of iron. When we get to the feet in just a moment, you'll see a little bit of a difference. But the Roman Empire was represented by the lion, represented by iron. It was the most advanced military in the world. It conquered all of what we would know as England, Europe, North Africa, the Indian Ocean, the Middle East. It was the Romans who established crucifixion and put Jesus on the cross and nailed him there. So it's during the time of the Romans Empire that Jesus comes on the scene. Well, there's a lot of correlation with that, but you might have heard this terminology about the Roman road. Scripturally, it's taking several passages of Scripture that lead somebody in a path of salvation. But geographically and for the world advancement of the Bible and teaching, the Romans are the first ones who paved the roads that makes it easier to carry the gospel from city to city. So, and just another reference for you here, you remember Jesus said that if the salt has lost its savor, It's good for nothing and only to be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men. Where does that come from? They used salt on the Roman roads to bind that road together, to hold it together, and it was literally trampled on by the feet of men because it was of no worth, no value. Here's the fifth kingdom. The fifth kingdom is the coming kingdom of the Antichrist. It is represented by the feet and toes of iron and clay mixed. Iron, that old Roman Empire, and clay represents humanity. It will be made up of the 10 toes of the book of Daniel described, as well as in the book of Revelation, of a 10-nation confederacy or 10-nation kingdom. There has been no kingdom, empire, world empire, since the days that Rome ruled the world. Now, part of this Roman rule is found in the twin and the dividing of the Eastern and the Western Christianity. Eastern Christianity and Western Christianity is the division between what we would know as Catholicism and Protestantism. So during the Roman time, that religious factor flowed through the Roman Empire, which we get out of that, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Are you with me? So this coming Antichrist kingdom that is represented by the 10 toes of iron mixed with clay, the Bible says, the old Roman strength and power and the clay of humanity mixed together. Okay? Get that in your mind. Very important for you to get a hold of that. Not to mention the fact, well, I'll show you something here in just a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. So where is then, here's the question of all questions. Where are we now? Where are we now in this entire layout? Because Daniel is laying out for us the empires of the world to the very time we're living in right now. Where are we? Well, here's where we are. We're on the verge of the rising of what is referred to in Bible prophecy as the revived Roman Empire. The revived Roman Empire is this, is that out of that old Roman Empire will come the revival of the Roman Empire and its rule and its dictatorship under the Antichrist, ruled by the 10 toes of Daniel's statue in Nebuchadnezzar's dream as a 10-nation confederacy. There has already been talk of the merging of nations into this kind of a 10-nation confederacy. While I don't have time to speak about that anymore, that's a totally different subject. Where are we in, where is America in Bible prophecy is one question that's been asked once and 100 times. The reference can be made here, and this is very important for you to understand, because people have tried to find America in the Bible as if America was something to be held up just because of who we are. That in and of itself raises the level of pride. It's not to say that America is not an exclusive and blessed nation above all nations. But I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you and get an understanding of this. America will have to cease to exist as a superpower if the Antichrist comes into power, and when he does. It very well could be during the time of the Battle of Gog and Magog, where the nations of the world are gathered together in the Middle East, warring upon one another. Very interesting to me. And we think with all of our modern technologies and advancements that somehow it's going to be nuclear bombs and all that, and I truly believe that the book of Zechariah, the book of James as well, describes a nuclear explosion, and we see that happening in the book of Revelation, even in the book of Daniel, for that matter, you can see that. America's not mentioned, because it is ceasing to be a superpower. If it was significant, it would be mentioned in the grouping of the Gog and Magog or the Psalm war or in the book of Revelation. But it no longer holds a place of superpower authority. Amen. Amen. Now, that's very important for you to get a hold of. Now, that's also somewhat depressing, because what we know is all that we know. Let me take your head right on up into heaven. All you and I have ever known in our lifetime is what we know and hear. And if you've never traveled outside of the state of Florida, Northwest Florida, Pace, Florida, I took a group of kids years ago as a youth pastor. I think Pastor Jason was on that trip to Atlanta. We had 4 Greyhound buses up there. I loaded every one of them on. Pastor Lowry told me, you take them all and let them ride the metro. They've never ridden the metro before. So I took 4 busloads of them and throwed them on the metro. And people had never been out of Pace, Florida before. One particular girl, I don't want to call her name because she might even be watching tonight. I said, don't anybody get off. We're going to ride it till we get here. And the first stop, she stepped right off. I reached out and grabbed her by the collar, yanked her back in before the doors closed. Some people you can't take to the city. You understand what I'm saying? My point is this, is all we know is what we know right now. If God, I'm about to preach. If God would just peel back for a moment and let us see what heaven really, really is. We would be so fast to leave behind our cars, houses, and land and say, take me to a city whose builder and maker is God. Woo, son, I don't know about you, but I don't know how to describe it except the way they described it years ago. Those little doodads are running up and down my back right now.
Yes, Lord.
Because, see, ladies and gentlemen, that lets you know that while America may not be existing, by that time it's very likely that we'll be out of here. So stay with me for a moment right here. Daniel speaks more about the Roman Empire than all the others combined. And now I want you to get that picture really fast, because he's standing in the presence of King Nebuchadnezzar, and with the authority and the executioner standing right there who could take his head off, he starts talking more about a kingdom that is not Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom than he does Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. How many of you know you'd be a little intimidated standing there by the guy who could kill you at any moment, and then to tell King Nebuchadnezzar, you're only going to last for 70 years.
Wow.
So he starts laying out this plan, and it's mesmerizing to people that are in the room because nobody knew what was going on. Now follow what I'm about to tell you closely. Since he talks about the Roman Empire more than any other, we are not exactly Rome in the United States. But we can see ourselves in the similarities between Rome and what's going on even right now in the United States, and look back to Rome and its self-destruction, and we can see America is fast on that path right now. Morphing from a republic, the tear down of our Constitution, to the empire of confusion in Babylon and in Rome. You've heard it been stated before that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So I want you to understand something, everybody that's listening to me here and those of you online, because this is stuff you're not going to hear. Our founding fathers realized what happened to the Roman Republic. The debates at the Philadelphia Convention concerning the ratification of the Constitution actually make frequent reference to the problem of how and why republics die. Rome was certainly in their mindset in the formation of the United States of America. This is so critical to how we're living and how we should live and how we should understand that the list of examples, the following 10 similarities of these two empires, of Rome and America, are identical in their self-destruction.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.